This year's other Nobel Prizes were awarded today in Stockholm, and we have a review now of the first book published by the winner of the Nobel Literature Prize. She's Herta Mueller, a German born in Romania. Here's our reviewer, Alan Chews.
Nadir's is a slim volume, but packed with a powerfully resonant series of short takes on Mueller's childhood in the German-speaking region of Romania. All of the overwhelming details of childhood tumble through the pages of her extraordinary recreation of her early life in a small village. Her mastery of image and the sensations is so sharp, I found myself, despite the book's brevity, unable to read more than a few pages, sometimes just a few paragraphs in a single sitting. Mueller leaps from the real to the fantastic in the middle of a sentence, as when she describes how summer night falls on her village. "I never understood how this happened," she says. "Every night, the summer drowned carelessly in the middle of the village." Or when she writes about bathing. "When my skin got dry," she says, "it tightened and felt like glass. My whole body felt how I was getting beautiful, and I stepped carefully not to break apart. My gait had something of my grandmother's starched linen. When I slept in it the first night, it rustled with any move, and I believed my skin was rustling." The world of the village, as Mueller celebrates it, rustles on these pages, each line, each paragraph, such a wedding of insight in the fantastic that I could scarcely hold the book without trembling.
The book is called Nadir's by this year's Nobel laureate in literature, Herta Mueller. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.